Hello and welcome to the third edition of the new Kelly Nash podcast. And for those of you who haven't heard the first two editions, quickly bringing you up to speed, this is just a podcast I do in a closet in my house. This is not related at all in, you know, politics like I do with the Rash Thought podcast, the Jonathan and Kelly podcast. It's nothing to do with country music. Although today I am going to talk a little bit about country music. You know, I say it's not about country music, and then here I am talking about country music, because if you haven't heard, and I'm recording this at like 6 o'clock now, country legend Glenn Campbell has passed away a few hours ago at age 81. And I was reminded, when, you know, as you're sitting there and you think about Glenn Campbell, maybe a lot of you don't think about Glenn Campbell, and I haven't thought about Glenn Campbell really in years, but, you know, I saw he had passed away, and it brought back a memory. 40 years ago, probably almost to the day, because it would have been the summer of 1977, Glenn Campbell had a song on the radio that summer called Southern Nights. And I remember my friend Mike Sula, and his mom was going to take a bunch of us kids to the record store. And I had whatever it was, $1, $2, whatever it cost to buy a 45. This was going to be actually my very first purchase of a 45 on my own. I'd received them as gifts, I think, previously, but this was going to be my first one, and I wanted Southern Nights by Glenn Campbell. That was going to be my jam for the summer. And I got there, and I don't know what I did. I had the record in my hand, but somebody must have distracted me, because at the last second, I grabbed the wrong song. So we were coming back, and my friend Mike is like, you know, bragging about what he got, and this other kid Brian's bragging about what he's got, and what'd you get, Kelly? And I pulled it out of the out of the bag, and I'm like, I got this song called, and then I read it, So Into You by Atlanta Rhythm Section. I don't even know what this song is. And then those guys sold me on it. And, you know, it's a great song. You did a great choice. But anyway, that's a weird little story about how I'm tied in with Glenn Campbell from 40 years ago. But, you know, a little bit more interestingly about Glenn Campbell, I think, is the fact that Glenn Campbell was a very talented musician. He was a member of the Wrecking Crew. And for those of you who love music, the Wrecking Crew is basically the band that played the music on all the hit records. So, like, the Beach Boys didn't play their own music. It was, they sang, but the musicians were the Wrecking Crew. Elvis Presley used the Wrecking Crew. Any big hit of the 60s and 70s really came probably with the Wrecking Crew performing on it. So Glenn Campbell was a member of the Wrecking Crew. Even after he'd become a star, he said, I still would go back and play it with the Wrecking Crew. So he's a super talented musician who also became a disaster of a human being for a lot of years. I know that he wrote a song called Jesus and Me later on in his life, not later in his life, but in the 90s. I was looking it up, an interview with Glenn Campbell, and it talked about his parents, and I'm looking at it now on my phone. His parents were devout members of the Church of Christ. And they prayed a lot for Glenn, even after he had he'd kind of fallen off the path. I mean, he was brought up right, but he fell off the path. He talks about, right here, this is a quote from Glenn Campbell. I am no longer under the influence of drugs or whiskey. That really makes a big difference. I have all my faculties with me now, which I didn't think was possible. This is only possible with Christ, who saved me. Christ has delivered me from all the evil that I was into. I'm far happier now than I've ever been in my life. So that's Glenn Campbell later, after he had already gone through all the misery and stuff. And I was struck by the idea that his parents kept praying for him. The Bible talks about raise your child upright and you know, they won't stray. Of course, we see, how many kids do you see stray off the path that were brought up right, or what we assume would be right? We don't know exactly what happens inside the home, but their parents seem to be great members of society and outstanding members of the church, and then, you know, 5-10 years later, you're looking at their kids who are now in their teenage years, and they're just a wreck. They're into drugs, they're into alcohol, they're joining gangs, whatever the case may be, and you're like, how could this be? And I think what happens is a lot of people, unfortunately, they just throw their hands up and they say, yeah, I don't know what to do. He made his bed, he's going to have to lie in it. Glenn Campbell's parents kept praying for him, and it came back. I believe their prayers saved him. And as I was thinking that thought, I was looking at the news, as I was reading about Glenn Campbell, then I decided to read some more news. And, of course, most of it is depressing and, looks like we're going to war with North Korea today and all these other crazy stories that are popping up. But there was a headline. Where'd it go? Here we go. Armless archer wins national championship. Now, that's a headline. You say, what in the world is that? So, you open up the story. It's a guy named Matt Stutzman. He earned the gold today and target championship. He got silver in the open compound final at the USA Archery Outdoor National Championships. The thing that's amazing is he doesn't have any arms. I think he was born without arms. And in this story, he says, if a guy without arms can get a bow and sit down and compete with the best in the world at a sport where they're all using their arms, what's your excuse? Why aren't you doing that? Get off the couch, get it done. So he's an inspiration. But, I did a little research on Matt Stutzman before I walked into the closet here to talk about stuff today. And interestingly enough, his mother wrote his biography. And she talks about how his dad ran a church, and mom obviously worked at the church, and they prayed for their boy. And Matt, I don't blame him. I think it's very humanistic. He grew up without the arms. He was very frustrated trying to use prosthetics. He didn't fit in. He was angry. As a teenager, he got involved in some bad stuff, and they kept praying for him. And now he's in his 30s. Matt was prayed back into the Church of Christ, and so he's back. And not only is he's back in a big way. Matt got married. He's a father now. He's like 34 years old, I believe. And one of the things that I find really inspiring about him is one of the quotes that he had, not in that story, but one of the ones I read on his biography, was talking about what a blessing it was for him to be born without arms, although he didn't see it that way for so many years because he didn't fit in with everybody else. But he said, in what I do, it takes a lot of strength to pull these bows. And I have an advantage over all my competitors because I get to use my legs, which are far stronger than anybody's arms. And he's right. Your arms are nowhere near as strong as your legs because you walk on your legs all the time. But what could easily be seen as a handicap, now in wisdom, God has blessed him with the opportunity to see that as an advantage. And isn't that the way God works? Really? When you can see things from God's perspective as opposed to our humanistic perspective, it really changes everything. And so today, if you're feeling frustrated about whatever your current situation is, possibly at work, your marriage, whatever, I would encourage you to try to let God put in you his vision of things. What is it from, we're looking at it here at, ground level. He's at 30,000 feet. He has a much better perspective of what holds our future. Obviously, he knows our future, but he can see all things. And when if he was able to give you the vision of what you're up to and what you can accomplish, all of the greatness that he's put inside you, I really believe this would turn your not only your day around, but your life around. So I would encourage you today, if you take a few moments and pray to God to help give you that vision. How does he see you? What is the truth? Not your truth. I hate it when people say, well, that's my, let me tell you my truth. I don't care about your truth because your truth is wrong. The only truth that matters is God's. And so if God can give you his truth, which is the truth about you, boy, He didn't make you to be a piece of junk. God don't make no junk. Isn't that an old t-shirt or something like that? Anyway, I was inspired by both of those guys' stories. Glenn Campbell had a rocky middle to his life. A couple of decades, got out of control, got it back under control, and he finished up strong. Well done, good and faithful servant, I'm sure. The Lord is greeting him right now with that phrase, and Glenn is in a great place, way better than he was here on earth, despite all the riches and fame and all that he had here on earth. He knows he's way better off today. And Matt Stutzman, born without arms and got a little sideways there in his life for a few years, but came on back and is doing wonderful things. And I understand he goes out on tours and speaks to groups and Christian groups and encourages kids and so on and so forth. So he's really using his life as well. And that's really what all of us should be doing, trying to use our lives to show people who are lost and confused. There is so many opportunities and blessings just waiting for you. If you just open up and receive them, God's trying to give them to you, but he can't force you to take them. It's kind of like the gift of salvation. Jesus died for all, but not all are going to accept it. So that's my little words of encouragement today on the Kelly Nash Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you want to contact me, I gave my my personal email address out on the first one, so I'll give it to you again. It's Kelly Nash, KellyNash _99@yahoo.com. KellyNash_99@yahoo.com. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter or Facebook, at Kelly Nash Radio, Instagram. I think those are all my social media platforms, right? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They wear me out. All right. I hope you're having a great day. God bless.